now, you are tuned into the Dope Dope Podcast. You gotta hear this.
There you go. That shit was saying you was unable to join for a minute, dog.
Nah, it was waiting on you to accept it.
Man, I hit accept 37 times. Man, what's happening with it?
What up, bro? All
right, man, you know we got to do share the live a couple times.
Yep.
Yeah, so run through the shares real quick. We gonna get that motherfucker popping today, my guy. Everything good your way, though?
You know what? I can't complain. Enjoying this beautiful weather we had finally.
Got to. That's all. I don't know all these motherfuckers on this. I'm just sitting like that. Hold on. Let me tap in on my phone, and we gonna get this shit rocking, bro.
Yep. Been a long
time. Hey, I'm gonna let everybody know to tap in that I'm not Acklin. So this shit gonna be a little different than the way Acklin do it. Because Acklin is more professional. I'm not a professional ass nigga. So y'all finna get what y'all get one time.
You better get it together, big homie hoodie.
Jeez. I finna get that bitch out. They join. I sent that bitch out. But hey, this is the Dope Podcast Season 3. Man, hey, as usual, I am the homie, big homie hoodie. And today, hey man, hey, it's a little different, dog, acting out. But I brought my player partner on here with me today. And what's crazy is not only is this my player partner, dog, this is actually one of the newest members of the Dope team, man. This is your boy. Els, nigga, talk to him, Els.
Yeah, y'all know what it is with me. What up, homie?
Shit, we been rocking. Welcome to the team, bro. You know how we do here, man. We here to kick the shit. We here to give some flavor on some topics.
Right.
We gonna keep it honest and real, no matter what. So, bro, we gonna get straight to it because I don't waste no time. I'm gonna get right to the nitty gritty of it, and we gonna talk about. Man, Steve Stout is the cap of the week. Hey, Acklin provided me one of his guidelines, bro. So y'all gonna see me leaning my phone read this little guideline shit. I guess this is Acklin's way to say, let me keep this nigga on track before he go off and get us canceled and shit. So I'm gonna read. Steve Stout has claimed he started hip hop shoe collabs. What you know about Steve Stout is?
And that's the man behind a lot of big music moves that have been made, but I don't know about that one. I don't know if he can.
So who you think started shoe collabs in hip hop?
Huh?
Who you think started shoe collabs in hip hop?
Man, I mean, we'd have to go back to what was it? Allen Iverson days, when they back then, when Reebok started trying to incorporate rap, or really go all the way back to what? Run DMC?
Yeah, bro.
Technical.
Run Mike got it. Run DMC Mike got it. Because, man, hey, them niggas had a whole song called My Adidas.
Man, that's the only time Adidas was cool. What you mean?
But I don't know, though, too, because niggas was rocking the Chucks back then. That might have been before Run DMC.
What rappers was on the Chucks though?
Man, I don't know. I know they was rapping about them Chuck Taylors though.
So I don't know.
I think Steve Stout cap though.
Yeah, he definitely big cap.
Yeah, we gotta call Steve Stout cap because that shit. I think it was niggas that did that shit way before you though, bro. But speaking of niggas that been doing shit before niggas, bro, I'm on my act transition shit. Speaking of niggas that been doing shit way before niggas, bro, this nigga Nelly said he got the toughest ever era of hip hop, dog. I think Nelly might be right.
That's what I'm gonna say. Like he not wrong though. Like
a nigga said, if I quote this wrong, y'all forgive me, but there is a famous rapper, a little known rapper, but he famous. Y'all might recall him, but the nigga said, and I quote, the only niggas moving units, M, Pimp Juice, and us. Think about the niggas that was around in that era.
Man.
Nelly got a point.
Dude, and he's still making this money.
Nelly was going up against Jay, he was going against M, the Waynes, the 50 who else? Cent. 50 Cent, the DMXs, the Ja Rule, the
everybody.
Yeah, nigga, it was hard out there, and he was moving units.
Man, swear, came out of nowhere talking crazy.
I don't think it's a tough era, bro. Not only was that the tough era. Sale wise, like I feel like that might have been the best music era.
I agree. Like
they might have the best music back then.
You had to really work for it back then too, though. You know, it wasn't about no going viral. You know what I'm saying? You had to actually be out here doing it. And
nah, them niggas wasn't catching TikTok dances.
Nah, I mean Nelly. Man, that's close. You know what I'm saying? My family from St. Louis, so like watching that come up, yeah, he right, bro. Like ain't no harder. I can't say there's a harder decade since that to make it in.
He was in St. Louis. He was running around St. Louis talking about Darren Her.
Hell yeah, right there.
I ain't cutting my hair.
Him.
Yeah, I agree with Nelly, man. I agree with Nelly.
Look, if it wasn't for Nelly, there would be no Chingy. None of that would have worked. Jaquan,
nah,
all of them ate because of Nelly opening the door.
Nah, and being from where we from too, bro. Like St. Louis, them St. Louis niggas getting on, bro. I say the same thing about the nigga Buck when he got on Nashville. Them St. Louis niggas getting on, bro. It made it feel like, hey, them niggas is down the street, nigga. We might be able to do this shit for you.
I swear. I mean, that's what amped up most of us. I mean, think about it, that's right when we started, you know, like.
Yeah, but shit, speaking of talking about them St. Louis niggas, some other niggas need to be talking about a prayer, according to Method Man, nigga, that LL ain't talked about enough, hey, bro.
That's one of the GOATs right there.
I'm a strong LL Cool J advocate, bro, because I tell niggas all the time, the formula, it was real big during the heyday of rap, I feel like, not this new shit, but even the new niggas do it. The formula that niggas follow to this day for dropping songs by dropping like the street catchy single and then dropping the girl single, niggas follow that shit to this day. LL started that shit, dog.
Facts. Big facts.
Yeah. Like with the I'm Bad shit, then you turn around and hit the motherfucker, hit them hoes with the I Need Love. That nigga love. LL shit. I mean,
he had like a 20-year run before he really stopped.
That's a fact. And then coming from a nigga nicknamed LL Cool L is like, what do you think about?
That's the GOAT. You already know. I'm big LL. Big LL.
Yeah, like you are actual. I would, bro, if, I don't know if you look at your music like this, bro, but not saying comparing like rapping wise or nothing like that, but I would compare the way you do your songs. And make song, bro. I would compare you to LL Cool J, bro. You make sure you got a couple in the tuck to get them girls listening to that music, dog. Hell yeah.
Got to. LL top, man, that's the blueprint.
Man, facts. So would you check for an LL album right now if he drop one?
If he drop one right now.
LL put something up right now. He man say LL got a feature for Lil Baby.
I'm listening.
You tapping in?
I'm listening. I want to hear it.
You tapping into the LL Lil Baby?
He get one play off respect. Just off respect. He gonna get a play. You know what I mean?
My Lil Baby said, nah, she ain't tapping in the LL Lil Baby.
Hey, I'd listen. You know, I'm different. I'd listen though.
Hey. Hey, speaking of people coming back and dropping shit, though, word is Juvie said that the Cash Money Hot Boys reunion is happening, dog.
I mean, it need to with BG out.
BG and Turk do not get along, though, apparently.
I mean, money solve everything, bro.
God, okay. So let's be honest. Do we need Turk? I hate to say it, but do we need Turk, dog? Like,
I'm cool on it. I mean, that's just me. I might hurt some feelings, but I'm cool on it.
I think I'm fine without Turk, too. I hate to say it, but I don't know, bro. Like, I like Turk. I really do like Turk, dog.
It ain't moving the needle or nothing. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody gonna buy a ticket because he ain't there.
You know that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think niggas is saying, hey, I don't, if Turk ain't there, I ain't going to this hot boy shit.
Exactly. Exactly.
And like, I hate that.
I mean, but it's just being honest, like BG is BG, but Juvie,
what's on with him? Turk, I mean, Turk, yeah, Turk is on. I need a hot girl.
Hey, Turk ain't trash. Let me say this earlier. Turk ain't trash. He just don't matter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like he got a he. Oh man, I don't know, bro.
I got you.
I don't know. I'm not saying I'm not going if Turk ain't there. That's gonna be the thing. Like if that's why I hate if Juvie ain't there. I don't think it's a good one. If Wayne ain't there, nah, it ain't all that. If BG ain't there, nah. But Turk don't do that for me.
Okay, who better, Turk or Silk the Shocker?
Who better, Turk or Silk the Shocker? Bro, I go see a Silk the Shocker show before I go see Turk. I'm sorry, bro. Hey, I'm sorry. No, like Soul Society says, because Turk never really established himself solo. It's not a full reunion if Turk doesn't come. And see, that's how I feel. It's not a full reunion without Turk, but Turk not being there don't hurt me.
If he miss a couple, it's all good. Like ain't nobody gonna leave disappointed.
Yeah, like if
show was fire, but Turk wasn't there. If the
big time was Juvie, Wayne, and BG are there, then that's probably all I'm good with. Man, shout out Turk though, because I like Turk. I really do like Turk, and I don't want it to seem like I don't like Turk. But you know, they say him and BG got into it because BG was locked up. He was out there, you know, selling free BG shirts and stuff. And I guess, you know, he wasn't looking out for real or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Like I said, money will fix that.
Yeah, hell yeah. But speaking of selling shit, though, Juice WRLD's ex-girlfriend is allegedly selling his clothes, bodily fluids, and dreads on OnlyFans.
Man, I wish. I wish I would, bro.
Because I'm not the politically correct one. Y'all don't have Ackland today. Y'all got me. Man, these hoes be doing anything, dog.
Like,
selling his bodily fluids. How long Juice WRLD been dead?
How's she selling Juice WRLD stuff to get her new man out of jail?
That's what she doing.
That's what, like.
Oh, no, dog.
She bogus for real.
That's the word. She doing that to get Juice WRLD, get her dude out of jail. Nah, bro, that's crazy. Ain't no way, bro.
Selling this nigga dreads to get your nigga out of jail. Nah, bro.
I ain't know that part.
Yeah.
So, man, how long? You know how long Juice WRLD been gone?
Well, it's been a couple years now.
Some years. How she's? What the fuck? She got his shit in the freezer?
That's what I'm saying. Like, how you supposed to know if it's real or not?
That's a fact. She probably got some random nigga nut in a tube. Like,
I could cut off a dreads. Oh, I got Juice WRLD dreads on deck.
That's crazy. A nice place in hell for her. Man, that's crazy, dog. Like, I don't know, bro. It's man, people be doing some weird ass shit, dog.
I swear.
Cause before that, she was talking about posting their sex tape on OnlyFans, wasn't she?
That's what they say. I don't know that, but Juice, man, RIP Juice World, man.
Yeah, not a hell of a drug, dog. What's crazy, man? Juice World, that Juice World ain't even had to go for real. He should just Juice World, man. Hey, he had money, dog. Juice World should just took his time.
Somebody else should have took the bag, man. He didn't have to just take all of it. But
yeah, because like, bro, I mean, come on. Like at the end of the day, he was on a flight with people, dog. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man. Get you a good lawyer. Put it on Joe Schmo.
You supposed to have somebody traveling for that purpose.
Yeah. Take care of Joe Schmo. Or a good-ass lawyer, man, could have got him a little slap on the wrist. He didn't. Hey, man. Shit like that showed me that Juice World was a nigga. I don't know, bro. I don't know his background, but
he was an addict for real, though.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, that too.
I mean, it ain't like he wasn't already popping that shit like candy.
Yeah, that's a fact too.
No disrespect, you know, or nothing, but it's in the documentary. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I ain't watched the documentary yet. I'm gonna have to watch it.
Hey, that's a good one. You look at it's him
hard.
And he just
what's it on?
Hulu, I think. It's either
Hulu
or Netflix.
You say he ain't just rapping.
No, I'm saying he that boy just rap like they go in the studio every beat. He make three songs to it. I ain't got
to
one beat.
Oh, that's hard.
Every song, and he freestyle all of it.
That's hard.
And so he'll just take whatever the best concept was. That's the one they'll stick with.
Yeah.
And that's why there's so much more. That's why he got so much music. That's still coming out, because that's all he did. He go in there, they give him a subject type, you know what I'm saying? Make songs about this, whatever. Like, his work ethic was crazy, but he was, you know, he really had them pills. He really had that lean. He was addicted, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, I'm going to have to tap in and check it out.
Yeah, it's a good movie, though.
Yeah, shit. I remember the documentary came out, but I ain't really get the I ain't get to watch it, bro, man. You think Juice WRLD would have been gone though if he was still here? Or you think he would have been in that same range as your little Uzi's and shit like that? He just around for real.
His following was crazy. I think he was about to blow to like the next level. You know what I'm saying? Like he was about to be superstar.
Yeah. Man, speaking of take off though, they say JT going on a solo tour. Hud's gonna take off. Hey man, I like JT though, but I like JT. JT.
I'm the wrong one for that. I put her in that sexy red category. Like
I think sexy
hard sometimes.
That tour would take off though.
Right, I mean it's popular, but it ain't sustainable.
Yeah, they love sexy red, dog.
I don't know why though. I don't know. I can't. I'm too old. I can't get into it. I like what's her name? Glorilla though. I like
Glorilla hard as fuck, bro. I'll be riding around bumping that. Yeah, Glow, that's my shit. That's my shit.
But sexy red don't move me like that.
Rap wise, Glorilla the hardest one out of all of them to me.
Cardi got some shit though.
Man, Cardi pop.
Man,
Cardi pop.
She do it, but to me,
Glow said she fuck with the gangsters and the players.
Yeah.
Yeah, Glow one of them. Yeah. Glow one Cardi. Of them that I fuck with Gorilla. Yeah. But shit, I'm interested in. I know she got to be doing. She got to just be. I know they call it a tour, but she got to just be doing clubs or something, dog. She can't be doing like no arenas or nothing. Like, cause she ain't got the music
not
for
by
that.
herself.
She ain't got the music for that.
No.
She ain't got what, three solo songs?
That's what I'm trying to think. Now, I ain't gonna disrespect. She got, I mean, you know, she got the numbers. That's the world we in right now.
The City Girls, though, like, but she ain't got like three solo songs by herself.
I can't name them.
Yeah, I don't know,
City,
bro.
City Girls and all of that meant like, mm-mm.
Shit out the door.
That shit's about to come to an end, bro. The transition is happening.
Before we get to the next one, though, bro, shout out to everybody that's rocking with us. All like one of y'all. How many of y'all niggas are sitting in this motherfucking room right now? Y'all know y'all can go check us out on streaming services afterwards with on Dope Dope with Spotify. I like this shit. But, man, before we do drop out of here, we got a couple more things to talk about.
All right.
Speaking of dropout, elementary school dropout. You going to tap into that?
Hey, I'm going to give it – that's Kanye's daughter, bro. It's got
North West announces her debut album, Elementary School Dropout. What y'all think about North West?
That's pressure, bro. That's pressure right there. Like, it better be some heat.
Hey, we kind of talked about this a little earlier, though. But Northwest better than all the other rap kids.
I mean, she better be with Kanye.
She got Drake's son looking like, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, look, give Adonis another year or two. He gonna bounce back.
She got Adonis on the ropes. Who else rap kids is out there rapping?
I'm trying to think. You know who hard is? Boosie daughter.
Val. Oh, yeah, Boosie daughter is. What up, Val Watts?
She grown, you know, I think. I think she
I'm trying to think who else got kids rapping. I don't know. I can't think. I know right now, out of all the kid rappers, though, Northwest number one.
Yeah, she's solid, though. That little verse she put on that one, what was it, off that Vultures.
Yeah, niggas ain't fucking with it. Adonis going to have to come out with more than, don't talk to my man like that. I like it when you like it.
Yeah, and that ain't gonna cut it.
Drake dirty for letting them put them bars out. Drake is Drake. He should have, let's adjust some of this, son.
Right. I was
man, yeah.
It killed the whole vibe of the song when it came on. I get why he did it, but it just
shot him in daylight. Shot him in daylight. Don't talk to my man like that. Oh man, hey, bro.
But he rich forever though.
So this is the point of time where we're going to put people on some music, some songs, some albums, you know, movie, show, any of that you've been checking out. You got anything you want to put the people on, bro?
Man, that Mexican OT. I fucks with him. You listen to him?
I ain't never checked him out for real. I seen my nigga Deuce was mad because he sent him a song to get on. And then took it back and sent it the money bag. I seen that.
I don't blame him. I like Deuce, but Moneybag, he knew what he was doing, putting Moneybag on that record. That whole album's hard, though.
I ain't listen to the song, though, but I do. Like, I know Deuce got a song called Twist Your Fingers Up, so I think that's why he reached out to him first. But I think I might be a little mad too. Then you switch up, like then you gonna send it to money bag, nigga. What the hell?
I'll do that. I mean,
all shit on.
It's a shady business, but like that, it's called Texas Technician. That's a good album.
Now, do he sound like a Mexican or do he sound like a regular person?
He sound like a Mexican Kevin Gates. That's what he rap like.
I'm gonna have to check it out. See what he talking about.
He got some good features on there from what, Moneybag, DaBaby, Paul Wall came out of retirement, Slim Thug, Texas representing on there.
So I got two things to put people on though, bro. I'm gonna put people on, and I know it's been out for a minute, so niggas probably know about it already. Like, it's been out for a little minute, but nigga, with me being going to the little gym lately and shit, trying to get shit right, hey, nigga, I don't care what no niggas say, dog. Turn on that Kevin Gates Beyonce freestyle in the gym, dog. That motherfucker, it's specifically not the one with Sexy Red and BG, but turn on the one that's Kevin's version, dog. It's him by himself. Nigga, hey, you don't think you can work out all day listening to that shit, dog?
I swear that beat hard anyway.
That's definitely a workout song, so I wanted to put niggas on that, bro. That shit, baby, that is my shit. You damn right. That is my shit. Nigga, I almost had an asthma attack trying to work out listening to that motherfucker one time. That shit is hard, bro. But TV shows, I won't put niggas on, dog. Hey, I don't know if y'all like me. Nigga, I used to love the fucking Walking Dead back in the day. And then that shit fell off a fucking cliff. But this new shit, the ones who live that brought back Rick and Michonne, bro, that shit is... Hey, Walking Dead is back, bro. Like, it's back on this back in the day shit.
See, I'm going to have to check that out. I've been waiting. I was going to let it build for a minute, see what the feedback was like.
That shit hard.
They in there burning. You know how it is. Every time we around each other, the smoke detector go off.
I said, is it my house? What the fuck going on? Man. Yeah, bro. But hey, check that out. The ones who live. You watching anything on TV, bro?
Look, we done gone back and watched Sons of Anarchy from the beginning. You ever seen that?
I still ain't never watched that, bro.
Hey, look. I don't know what it is, but that's one of the best shows ever.
Sons of Anarchy.
It opened the door for Power.
I'm gonna have to check it out. Sons of Anarchy. Ain't that the motorcycle show?
Yeah, but it was the first, that was the first show to push the limit.
Yep.
Like, it was on FX.
I still ain't no watch Breaking Bad either.
Okay, that's a good one too. I ain't made it all the way through that one though. Yeah. Sons, it's the white version of what Power is. You know what I'm saying? Like the same concept, just white people in motorcycles. You know what I'm saying? It's really the same shit though. Same stuff going on.
I'm about to tap it up.
You like it. Once you get into it, you like it.
Yeah. Well, I know it ain't no question of the day on here, but bro, I had a talk with my partner earlier today and I thought of my own question of the day. So today's question of the day is, if you're a musician, when do you think you should hang it up?
Oof. Oh, that's a tough one.
Or do you think you
love it no more?
Never hang it up.
I feel like if you don't love it no more, that's when it's time to go.
I would agree with that sentiment, bro. I would agree with that sentiment.
Because you got to love it. You got to love it to make it. You know what I mean? Like, unless you are already established to where no matter what you do, it's gonna, you know what I mean, you're gonna make money, that's different. But if you never reach that point, if you don't love it, what you doing it? You know what I mean? Like, what you doing at that point? Like,
why you half-assed it?
Right. Like that's why I stopped. You know what I'm saying? I stopped loving it. You know what I mean?
Like, man, I agree with it, bro. I feel like if you don't wake up with the same energy towards it, then you always had. In the words of Kobe, don't cheat the game, dog.
Exactly.
You cheat the game, it's time to go.
Now, when I come back wearing that 4-5, though.
Man, come back wearing the suit and tie on the sideline.
Man, coaching.
Saying, hey, you run that way. You run that way. Nah, but man, it's a good, because I don't think it's age, bro. I think people are finally getting comfortable with not putting the age on it, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, it's still work to be done, but I think people are finally not. Niggas is getting on in their 30s and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Niggas is making it big in their 30s and getting their run in their 30s. So I don't think it's age no more, bro, but like, do you do it just because you don't love it? You do it when motherfuckers stop functioning? Should Meek Mill hang it up?
Man.
Meek Mill sold 6K.
It, I was disappointed. I'm a Meek fan. I was disappointed.
I started looking at my streaming numbers and say, hey, did I outsell that? I was like, 6K?
He just ain't, he took too much time, I feel like being against the system. And then you just drop out of nowhere. Your fan base ain't like that no more. You know what I'm saying? I think he needed features. I think he needed some kind of promo run before. Like the, I like the album with him and Ross. You know what I'm saying?
He tried to use Academics as a promo run. That's what happened.
Well, that backfired though, because that I feel like that made him look bad to me.
It did.
He ain't been right since Drake though.
Nah, I think if we're gonna be honest, bro, I think Drake kind of killed Meek's career, dog.
Agree. He should have left that alone. Think about it. He was winning. He had the number one album in the country, and then he went on a Twitter rant. Life been different ever since.
It has, bro. I feel like, let's see. Yours truly, Britt, says, woo! I feel like the corny shit take away from the music, too. Some artists don't need to talk/tweet. Just work on music. I was thinking that because a lot of niggas make themselves look corny, dog.
Why just shut up and put the songs out, man? Let the music speak.
Yeah, I think social media kills a lot of. I think social media fucked up Lil Baby. I think social media fucked up Lil Baby, dog. When niggas start seeing Lil Baby wasn't as mentally fast. There's a lot of niggas.
Nah, what hurt him was that photo. That photo.
That was the cap. That was the boom. All right, man. We see what's up with this nigga.
Right. Like,
I don't want to know that. I don't. This might be a weird take. I feel you, Britt. This might be a weird take. I don't really want to see none of these rap niggas' personalities, bro, unless they a woman. Them the only people I care to see their personalities on social media, the women.
Facts.
Because these niggas, other shit. Hey, I'm going to tell y'all a secret, bro. The niggas y'all think is the coolest is lame as fuck behind closed doors, dog. Like.
You ain't lying. We done met some of these niggas.
Yeah, and I ain't even talking about them, nigga. I'm talking about myself. The niggas y'all think is the coolest is the lamest behind these closed doors, dog. Don't let the see what happens is niggas think the rappers are so fucking cool and get a glimpse of their life and realize they lame, nigga. Like niggas is always hitting me up, like, bro, you living, nigga. I am lame, nigga. After I post that shit on social media, I'm in the house playing WWE 2K, nigga. I am a lame ass nigga at the end of the day, nigga. I am here with my wife and three kids, dog. What you said, man, that social media shit, fool them.
Favorite rapper doing the same thing, though.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? See, they fall in love with the image that they gotta put out, so then when they see the real deal, nigga, them niggas is like, ah, oh, man, this shit lame. You know it's what like, I'm saying?
They see these videos. Not knowing that the rapper don't own nothing in the video. That's a rental.
Facts.
That's fake money. Them jewels are provided. Facts. They got to take all that off when they done. And it's over.
Return, nigga. Hang it on up. Right. Don't steal from the set, nigga.
Right.
So, yeah, I agree, bro. I just think that I don't care. Like, I think it ruined it. That's why we ain't got many superstars, bro, because what's the word I'm looking for here? The mystique, the allure. That shit ain't there no more.
Yeah, because you can see everything with TikTok and Snap and everything else. You see in their life, like, they just normal. Anybody can get on now. So,
bro, I'm in the fourth grade, bro. They let us write letters to celebrities, bro. In the fourth grade. And they really send them out like they got the information to send them out. I ain't get mine back, but in the fourth grade, nigga, I wrote a letter to Master P, bro. Mm. That's how you reach niggas back then. Now I can go on Instagram and DM Master P.
Look, that's funny you say
too much that. Access to niggas, bro.
When I first started rapping. I mailed CDs, burnt CDs to Percy Miller. I mailed them to Grand Hustle. Mailed them to Jam. To well, who else? What? Like every I sent in the mail. You know what I mean?
We sound like some old ass niggas, bro. God,
there wasn't no jumping on in somebody DMs at the time. It was you had to find an address and mail it.
Man, you know what I mean? And back in the day, what they used to tell you, you want to go to the label, you got to go to New York.
Yeah, you got to go. You got to go get up there and be in New York. And I no.
Yeah. No. Man, my nigga DJ Slick, what's happening, Brody?
What up, Slick? 2K's.
Yeah, but nah, back then, dog, you used to have to go to, man, you used to have to go to the label office, dog. You used to have to fucking write a letter, nigga. You used to have to send a demo tape. You nigga, now you got emails and social media.
You hear me? You used to have to rap. You gotta do that now.
Yeah. That too. Hell yeah.
You gotta rap for real. The skill is.
That's a fact.
The skill is gone now. Don't nobody care. Ain't nobody listening to a story no more. They don't care about your wordplay. Just is the beat hard? Can I dance to it?
Is the beat hard? Can you dance? And do you got something catchy? You got something catchy to say? No matter what it is, or is it ratchet as fuck? Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. If you get a hard ass Memphis sounding beat, nigga, right now, make up a dance and make the hook. Eat a ass. I'ma go and eat a ass. That motherfucker go hard right number now, one. Nigga.
Number one.
Featuring. Hey, it's crazy.
Red. Put Sexy Red on it. There you go.
He said, "Featuring Sexy Red." It's out there, bro. Man, you know what? I might do that shit just to see how it go, bro. Fuck it. I'ma do it. Yeah, I'ma do it. That's crazy. I'm 45 seconds song, put it on there and call it Eat a Ass.
Eat a Ass.
Ski Rick. Hey, but man, hey, before we get up out of here, Els, man, once again, dog, y'all looking at Els, the newest member to the Dope Dope team, dog. You know, he's going to be bringing some good thoughts, some good conversations, some good reviews, all that shit to y'all. So y'all welcome that nigga right now, dog. Give you applause. I ain't got the applause like Ackman got, but. Give my nigga some applause. But before we get out here, Els, you got anything you working on, anything like that you want to let the people know about, bro?
Man, I'm just excited to be part of the team and look forward to doing these write-ups and reviews and whatever content I need to be a part of, you know what I mean? As far as musically, my guy AT Money still putting out some tracks. He got an album about to drop here in the next few months. We're just about to do a single rollout for that. But outside of that, man, I'm just – taking care of these kids and ready to get to work.
Man, big fast, bro. Same old for me, bro. Dynasty out. Yacht Party coming. 100 Magazine Awards, June 1st. Make sure y'all pop up. Shit, that's all I can think of right now, man. In the words.
Bad Boys 2 on the way.
What's that?
Bad Boys 2 on the way.
Yeah, that's on the way. Shit, bro. A lot of shit. So y'all just stay tapped in with us. But man, stay on this dope dope shit, man. We gonna keep on bringing y'all dope dope shit. And y'all be easy, man. This is episode I have no fucking idea because Ackman keeps notes of that shit. But this is season 3. This was Hoodie and your boy Els.
Yes, sir.
And y'all be easy out there.
One.